It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. President Obama is expected to talk about raising the federal minimum wage in his State of the Union address tonight. Across Michigan, there's also increasing focus on raising the minimum wage for the first time since 2008. The Raise Michigan campaign is working to get an initiative on the ballot that would raise the minimum wage to somewhere between $9 and $10.10 per hour. But the Michigan Chamber of Commerce strongly opposes raising the minimum wage. Joining us to explain why is Wendy Block, Director of Health Policy and Human Resources at the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Wendy, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So what is your primary concern about raising the minimum wage?
We are greatly concerned about the damaging economic realities of the proposal. So if Michigan increases the cost of employing entry-level workers, our members are telling us that lower-skilled workers will see less job opportunities because they will instead look to hire higher-skilled workers or cut jobs to absorb the costs associated with the increase. And that's a real concern because the minimum wage workers across the state do help make our economy go around.
What would you say to people who say the minimum wage is not a livable wage? If you are, say, a two-person household and you work 40 hours a week, even at Michigan's rate of $7.40 per hour, that still puts you below the poverty line.
Well, our members are striving to pay their workers higher than the minimum wage, and they're doing so by maybe bringing someone in the door to make minimum wage, but then providing opportunities whereby those workers can climb the ladder, meaning that they can work themselves up the management ladder and get them into a higher income. So our members are using wages as a way to attract and retain good workers. They're always going to try to find ways to help their employees work up the ladder because that means that they're going to be able to retain those workers moving forward.
Some people argue that increasing the minimum wage is ultimately beneficial to the economy because that money flips right back into groceries and other things that people need to support their household. How do you respond to that?
Well, I guess the question is, if you raise the minimum wage and that means jobs are cut, does that really help someone in the end be able to purchase anything from those very retailers? And I guess another thing to consider is, you know, when employers look to this, there's only a limited amount of money on the balance sheets. And in some cases, prices will have to increase as a result of this increase when that is actually doable. In some cases, it won't be. So, again, I think you can look at this both ways and say that maybe there's an upshot, but there's certainly a downside as well.
As I mentioned, there is a campaign to get an initiative on the ballot to raise the minimum wage. Is this something the chamber plans to try to fight?
It is. We are really concerned about the economic realities of this, that this proposal could bring, not only for our members, for the employers of the state, but also for those affected workers. And at this point, we are prepared to get out the word about just what this could mean for Michigan and its ability to be a comeback state. And, you know, we will just continue to try and spread our word about the concerns that we have.
Wendy Block is Director of Health Policy and Human Resources at the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Wendy, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
As is often the case with contentious political issues, all sides present their perspectives, often with research to back it up. But we wanted to take a closer look at how the last time Michigan changed its minimum wage back in 2008, how that impacted Michigan's economy. Joining us now is Michigan State University economist Charlie Ballard. Charlie, welcome.
Thanks, Jen. Glad to be on your program.
So let's talk about 2008. What kind of economic impact, if any, did we see from that minimum wage change?
My sense of it is that the minimum wage probably had, if any, a rather small effect. Now, that doesn't mean that 2008 was a good year. It was, in fact, a bad year, and especially after the financial market crisis that hit in the middle of September of that year. The next 10 months after that into 2009 were the worst 10 months for the Michigan economy and for the U.S. economy since the 30s. But that's not because of the minimum wage. That's because of the meltdown which led to the deepest recession since the Great Depression.
People are going to potentially have to make a decision about whether or not Michigan should increase its minimum wage. There's this ballot initiative drive happening right now. What should people understand about how the minimum wage plays into the larger economy?
The opponents of the minimum wage say that there will be job losses, and there may well be some. the proponents say, look, this will boost the incomes of low-wage workers who do keep their jobs, and that's definitely true. The question from my perspective as an economist is, how big relative to each other are those effects? My sense from looking at the very big literature that economists have put together is the lack of employment effects are relatively small. That is, the job losses, either people being laid off or not being able to find a job in the first place, those would probably not be zero. There would be some job losses, but that they would be relatively small, such that the total number of dollars going to these low-wage workers would probably increase. And then what would they do with that money? They would spend it, because low-income families, in the vast majority of cases, they're not going off on a vacation and spending it abroad or in a different state. They're not saving a whole lot. They're mostly spending it locally, and that could have some further positive ripple effects.
Charlie Ballard is an economist with Michigan State University. Charlie, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Jen.